October 24, 1929, how in the divine will the soul has everything in her power? Because she finds the fount of the divine works and can repeat them whenever she wants. I was feeling all abandoned in the divine fiat, following and offering all of its acts, both of creation and of redemption, and as I reached the conception of the Word, I said to myself, how I would like, in the divine will, to make the conception of the Word my own, to be able to offer to the Supreme Being the love, the glory, the satisfaction as if the Word were being conceived once again. But while I was saying this, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior and told me, my daughter, in my divine will the soul has everything in her power. There is nothing that our divinity has done, both in creation and in redemption, whose fount our divine fiat does not possess. In fact, it disperses nothing of our acts, but rather, it is the depository of everything. And one who possesses our divine volition possesses the fount of my conception, of my birth, of my tears, of my steps, of my works, of everything. Our acts are never exhausted, and as she remembers and wants to offer my conception is renewed as if I were being conceived again. I rise again to new birth. My tears, my pains, my steps and works rise again to new life and repeat the great good that I did in redemption. So, one who lives in our divine will is the repeater of our works, because just as nothing in the creation has been dispersed of what was created, so is everything of redemption in act of arising continuously. But who gives us the spur? Who gives us the occasion to move our founts in order to renew our works? One who lives in our will. By virtue of it, the creature takes part in our creative strength, therefore she can make everything rise again to new life. With her acts, with her offerings, with her supplications, she moves our founts continuously, which, moved as though by a pleasant breeze, form the waves, and overflowing with our acts, multiply and grow to infinity. Our founts are symbolized by the sea. If the wind does not agitate it, if the waves are not formed, the waters do not overflow outside and the cities do not get wet. The same with our founts of our so many works. If our divine fiat does not want to move them, or if one who lives in it gives no thought to forming any breeze with her acts, even though they are filled to the brim, they do not overflow outside to multiply their goods for the good of creatures. In addition to this, with one who lives in our divine fiat, as she keeps forming her acts, these acts ascend to the beginning from which the creature came out. They do not remain down below, but ascend so very high, to look for the bosom of the one from whom the first act of her existence came out. These acts line up around the beginning, which is God, as divine acts. In seeing the acts of the creature in his divine will, God recognizes them as his acts, and feels loved and glorified as he wants, with his very love and with his own glory.